Welcome back, everybody, to Daf Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Mem Zayin in Maseches Bava Metzia. We're in Perek Hazav. So let's start from the very bottom line on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis Amar Rabba, the bottom line right there on Mem Vav Amud Beis. So on Daf Mem Hey and Daf Mem Vav, the main topic of discussion was the role of money in Kinin Chalipin, both as the middleman, meaning as like the handkerchief thing, and as the actual Kinyan type of item. What is the role of Chalipin? We're going to touch on that a little bit more today. And now let's keep going in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amarabba, Amaravuna, Machor li be'elu. So let's say I go over to BZ and I say, sell me these for this money. Or BZ says that to me. He gives me the money and I say, okay, I'll sell you my thing for that money. But I didn't actually look at the money and count what the money is. I have no idea how much money it is. It's just some sort of wad. It could be all singles. It could be hundreds. I have no idea how much it is. So in that situation, kane, we're still going to say that that kinyan's going to work. V'yesh lo alav ona. And there is ona, meaning that we do treat it like a sale because it has this din of ona, which is... Saul, what's the din of ona?
Can't charge a sixth more.
And it also goes in the other way that you can't pay a sixth less, right? Meaning that both ends could potentially lose on ona. So we have ona. There is going to be ona. Kana af agav delo mashach. Now, what's an interesting thing over here is we just spent a lot of time in our introduction saying, as of kona esha kesef, that the only way to truly make a kinyan is by actually doing a mashicha on the item itself. And money is not going to be an acceptable form in terms of at least making it to the point where you can't go back on your word. Money's not going to be enough. But here we're saying, kana af agav delo mashach. We are going to say that it's a valid kinyan, even though there was no mashicha. Why? Dekaven delo kapid kana dechicha lipin dami. Because since I don't care how much money was in it, exactly, I didn't look exactly how much money we were talking about, and since I wasn't looking as to how much money we were talking about, so this now shifts into a kinyan chalipin, where we're kind of just doing some sort of exchange. But if that's the case, then what's the question that would have to be asked? Then why is there ona, right? Ona is more of a thing in terms of sales, not in terms of kinyanim. V'yesh lo alav ona, but it's still going to be called something in terms of ona. It's still going to have ona applicable to it, even though it's a kinyan chalipin. Why? D'machor li ba'elu kamarai. Because the words, the phraseology of how this case comes into existence is still through the words machorli, so it kind of stays in both worlds. It's a machira, but also a kinyan chalipin, and that's what we'd have to say. So this is Rabba Amar Rav Huna, that's version number one. But now comes the Gemara and says, Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna comes with another version of this. Machorli be'elu, kanev ein lo alavona. So same case, BZ comes to me and wants to buy my thing, so he goes and gives me a wad of cash. I don't know how much is in there, so the kinyan is going to work, but there is no ona. Says the Gemara Pshita, Damin ve'in makbid alein ha'kam rinan, tikani dechalipin damu, dikechalipin damu. So we just said it's obvious in a situation where BZ goes and gives me the cash, where I don't count it. So that's definitely going to work because that functions as a kinyan chalipin, and it's going to work. We're five lines up from the top on, five lines down from the top on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So we're talking about this concept. If BZ gives me money and I give him an object, but I don't count that money, I just say, yeah, sure, I'll accept this as it is. So that can work because this is now going to function as a kinyan chalipin. But again, this second version is saying that there's not going to be any ona associated with it. But says the Gemara, so I understand if you're going to tell me that I'm going to accept the money, then that's going to work as a chalipin. But chalipin umakbid alehen mai. What about a regular kinyan chalipin? We're doing an exchange of objects. But I do care to make sure that the handkerchief is worth the amount of this wedding ring or whatever else it may be, right? I want the handkerchief to be worth the same amount, so I am makbid on it, but we're talking with an object. So what's going to be the halacha in that situation? Can you have a kinyan chalipin, a valid kinyan chalipin, when I'm makbid in terms of how much value there is that's shifting from place to place? So really the question is, would the kinyan happen right away or does it need to be in mashicha? If it's a chalipin, it happens right away. But if not, then you would have to have a real mashicha in order to be koneh at some point in time. What do you mean?
You don't know the intention.
Normally it's a kinyan chalipin and the kinyan happens right away and you're all set. That's normally what happens. We assume that probably not, right? That's why we're saying makbid over here is the unique type of case. So chalipinu makbid alehen mai. Or normally they are usually go hand in hand in terms of value. But over here, let's say you have something crazy. You're giving land for a handkerchief. So like clearly very different value. So let's say you are makbid in terms of the value over there. So we're about six lines down from the top on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Says Gemara, Marav Ad Barava Tashma. Let's hear a proof. Shari Shaya Tofes Parasova Omed. So there was a person who was going into the marketplace and he was holding on to his cow. Uba Chaverov Omar Lo Paras Chalama. And his friend went over and said, "Hey, what's with your cow?" L'chamor Anichar. So the guy said back, "You know, I'm actually looking to trade my cow for a donkey. Yesh li chamor shani notzin lach. Oh my gosh, what an amazing coincidence. I actually have a donkey that I'm looking to give away. Parasra bakamba bekach vakach. So how much are you willing to give your cow for?" He says, "For a certain amount." Chamor chabakamba bekach vakach. So same thing. They started to negotiate how much their chamor is worth, how much their cow is worth. So mashach bala chamor esa para. So once the donkey owner goes and does a meshicha on the cow, velo hispik bala para limsho chesa chamor, but the cow owner does not yet have the chance to go and do a meshicha on the chamor, on the donkey, ad shemesa chamor. And then what happens? The donkey dies before he has the chance to go and do this. So one of them did a kinyan, the other one did not do a kinyan. So what's the halacha in that situation? Lo kana bala chamor esapara. So in that situation, the kinyan's not going to work. So what do we see? Why is this case unique? Because when they were doing the trade, they could have just easily have said, "Okay, I'm trading you my cow for my donkey. End of discussion." But that's not what they did. What did they say? How much is it worth? They clearly were makbid and they cared about it. And the kinyan didn't take place until both of them were kona, which shows us that chalipinu makbid alayen, you actually have to have a meshicha, and the kinyan does not take effect right away. So it says Gemara, Amarava atu chalipin bishuftini, askina delo kapti. What do you think? We're talking about a chalipin of fools, of idiots over here, where they don't actually know the value? No, every kinyan chalipin, this is exactly what the chopper was pointing out, of every kinyan chalipin has to have some sort of das in terms of the monetary value involved. Otherwise, you're an idiot. Wouldn't make any sense. El kol chalipin mikpad kapti v'kana. Every single chalipin has a kapeda in terms of how much money is going back and forth. So why is this different over here? So if that's the case, then why didn't this kinyan chalipin work? Why do we say that the meshicha, since there was no meshicha on the other end, the cow and the donkey did not switch ownerships? Why not? V'achamay askina. Why did it not work here? Damrele chamor bepara utzle. Because there's another element to the case that we left out. It wasn't just a one-for-one train. It was a trade. It was a two-for-one trade. It was the donkey for the cow and the sheep. And there wasn't a full meshicha by either party. And since there was no meshicha, full meshicha by either party, because you did not do a meshicha on every element, on everything that you are going to be kone, that's why it's going to be different. So we tried to bring a proof, and we ended up saying, absolutely not. Again, what was the question? When you have a transaction that happens, where I go and take the money, and I'm not makbid about the money, so we say that's going to work right away, because that's a kinyan chalipin, you don't even need a mashicha on the object itself. Let's say you have a chalipin where you are makbid, then you would need a kinyan on the object itself. Why would it not work? Well, this seems to have to do with makbid based on the story of the cow and the donkey. No, there was more to that story that we just didn't see right away, and there was really never any full kinyan at any point. Good. Now, Amar Mar, we said earlier, so the first version, remember, Rabba, in the name of Rav Huna, said that if BZ wants to go and make a transaction with me, and he gives me a wad of cash, I have no idea how much money it is, and I agree to it, so it's going to be koneh. The kinyan is going to work, and there is ona. So it's like a chalipin and a sale at the same time. It's a chalipin that the sale takes place without this extra meshicha, and it's like a sale in that there is still ona. So says the Gemara, Lema savar Rav Huna matbe anase chalipin. So what we see from here, this is now based on the last two daf that we had over Shabbos and Sunday. So it seems to come out from here that Rav Huna would hold that matbea is nase chalipin. Remember, there was two different versions of how we said that. We had matbea nikne bechalipin, and we had matbea nasa chalipin. So over here we're saying that the matbea, the coin, could be that middleman to go and effect a kinyan chalipin. So it sounds like Rav Huna is holding that that's the case. Says Gemara, no, lo, Rav Huna savrlo k'Rabbi Yochanan. Why is the money enough over here to make a kinyan? Right? Because again, that's what we're trying to figure out. How could it be that just money enough over here in this case is enough to make a kinyan when I accept the money from BZ and I don't count it? So I'm koneh even without a meshicha. How could that be? So it's not because there's money being used in terms of a kinyan chalipin. Rather, it's because he's holding like Rabbi Yochanan, which we've seen before and we're going to see again, because this is the classic shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar, Davar Torah Ma'os Konos, because he holds me de oraisa. Money itself is enough to be koneh. And that's why he says money here is going to work. Kone Gizera Shema Yomar Lo Nisr Fuchi Techabalia. Sorry, we're about 15 to 20 lines down from the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So why does he hold? Why was there a gzera that you need to have mishicha? Because we have this gzera that we've pointed out in the past that we're afraid that maybe your wheat is going to burn. We already had a transaction about that wheat, so it's in your possession, but really it already belongs to me. So you're not going to go and risk your life or risk your property to go and try to save my stuff because you already have your money. And says the Gemara, Milsa de shlicha gazru bar rabbanan, Milsa de lo shlicha lo gazru bar rabbanan. Normally people are makbid about their money and they count it and they care about what's happening. So in that situation, we're going to say that's a normal place. That's where the normal gezeira is going to take place. And that's where we're going to say you need to have a mashicha. But in this type of case where someone's not counting their money and they're not makbid about how much money they're getting, they just see a wad of cash. It could be singles, it could be hundreds. They have no idea. That's not a normal case. And there we did not make such a gzeira, and therefore ma'os can be konos, and that's why you wouldn't need a mashicha on the object itself. Good. Says the Gemara, Mali Marhuna, Berei Rav Nachman, the Rav Ashi, Asun Hachi, Mas Nisu La Anan, Hachi, Mas Ninan La. So you go and learn it out from over there. I'm going to learn it out from over here. The Chayin, Amar Rav Huna, Ein Matbeya Nase Chalipin. And the same thing that Rav Huna also holds, Ein Matbeya Nase Chalipin. Again, remember, that means that money cannot be the middleman for a kinyan. Just like what we have with like the Sudar, when you know, I'm selling the Chametz and you lift the pen or you lift my... You lift my phone, whatever it is. So just like that would work, that using money would not work. So that seems to come out. And again, how could it be that there's a situation where you're going to be kona even without a mashicha? So in that situation, that's where we hold ma'os konos like Rabbi Yochanan, because that's not a normal case. So there was no gezeira. Now the Gemara pivots into a bit of a different discussion back to chalipin, but a bit of a different discussion within chalipin. Says the Gemara, b'ma konin. So and when it comes to chalipin, how do you do a kinyan? What type of kinyan could it be? What type of thing has to be used in order to have a kinyan chalipin? So the general rule is anything works. Right, so it could be a pen, it could be a handkerchief, it could be a phone, it could be anything. Any type of kli works when it comes to a kinyan chalipin. But the question over here is who has to be the owner of the object that you are doing the kinyan chalipin with? Is it the kone or the makne? So bameh konin. So Rav Amar b'kelev shel kone. So Rav says that you use the kelim of the kone, of the person who's acquiring the thing. D'nechale lekone d'lehavi makne kone kiech d'ligmar v'liknele. Because let's just go back to me and Binyamin are now having a transaction. So me and Binyamin, sorry, BZ. Me and Binyamin is my Lishna Girsid Yankasa to go and just quote. That's why I kept saying Binyamin. So we have Binyamin here. Me and Binyamin are doing some sort of transaction. So we're going to use, Binyamin is now giving something to me. So we're going to use my kli because I want Binyamin to go and take ownership of the kli that I'm giving. So that way I will fully acquire his kli. So that's why Rav says that we're going to use the kelim of mine, kelim shel kone, in order to go and have this kinyan. Levi amar b'kelav shel makne. Levi says, no, we're going to use Binyamin's stuff, because we're going to explain that reason a little bit later. Says Gemara, Amar Ravuna midas karta l'Rava. So Ravuna said to Rava, Ula Levi damar b'kelav shel makne hakakani ara agav glima. So it seems to come out, if we're assuming that Binyamin is the one who's responsible to provide the kli in order for a kinyan chalipin to work. So let's say I'm buying land from Binyamin in exchange for some shirt, for some object, whatever it is, right? So I'm buying land and now he has to go and provide the kli. So I'm going and acquiring his kli, and through that I'm also acquiring the land. Normally when we have a situation with land, you start with land and then go agav the other thing. But here we're starting with the metaltalin and going and acquiring his land. That's the wrong order. If that's the case, then we're starting with nechasim that's yeshlan achrayus, meaning karka, that's being kone with the metaltalin. But we have the opposite mishnah, as we saw in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Mishnah says, nechasim she'ein lehen achrayus, nicknim nechasim she'ish lehen achrayus. We go and normally put things onto karka to go and make it one big kinyan agav like that, to go and make it one big thing like that. We have a kinyan agav when it comes to karka, but we don't normally have it by metaltalin that goes on to karka. Says the Gemara, answers back, if Levi was here, have a mapig la'apach pulsi dinura, he would shoot out balls of fire at you. Basically meaning he would have a response over here. Misavar glima maknele, are you trying to tell me that this little in-between object, the glima that's coming as this in-between between me and Binyamin, that that's what you're being kone with? That's not what you're being kone with. Bahi hana dekamakabal minei. Gamar va'aknila. I know it's the hana that me and Binyamin are entering into a deal. That's the real thing that's now being rolled over. So it's not metalklin being rolled over into karga. It's this hana that we're getting from doing a deal together that we are going and building off of in order to go make proper kinyanim. So we tried to have a proof which way it would be. We said, oh, Levi can't be right that it's Caleb shel makne. We said, no, not necessarily. That's not going to be a good proof. But now it says the Gemara kitanai. It sounds like it's a machlokas tanaim whether we use the Caleb shel kone or the Caleb shel makne. Says the pasuk. This is the pasuk in Rus. This is actually the main source for kinyan chalipin throughout the Torah. Coming from the pasuk in Rus. So we should remember this as we read Rus this upcoming year on Shavuos time. We will now have a very intense connection to a certain pasuk. Says the pasuk, Vizos lefnim b'Yisrael ala ge'ula v'ala t'mur l'kayin kol davar, shalaf ish na'alo v'nasan l'reyehu. See, this is the key word, shalaf ish na'alo v'nasan l'reyehu. They would take off their shoe and they would go and give it to their friend. That would go and impact the kinyan, right? Shoes seem to come up a lot in halacha, right? We have chalitza, we have this. Shalaf ish nalo, kinin chalipin, teaching me, this is where we get it from. So now the Gemara goes and darshans out the psukim. Geula zu mechira. When it says geula, so that's referring to mechira. So if you look at Rashi, what does that mean? Shemachar lo mechira gemura bedamim velo kiba ma'os uban lakayim divrei mechira sonali de kinin. So that's just talking about the details of a mechira. V'cheinu omer lo yigayel. How do we know that geula could mean kinin? Because by Meiser Behema, we have this pasuk that says lo yigayel when talking about a sale. So that's how we know that it's talking about a sale. Tamura zu chalipin. So now when it says tamura, that's referring to a chalipin. V'cheinu omer lo yachlifin lo yamir. So, and we have this pasuk also by Meister Behema, which is talking about Tamura in the context of a chalipin. That can make sense. L'kayim kol davar shalaf ish nalo v'nasan l'reyehu. So, mi nasan l'mi. So when we said the rest of the pasuk over here, that you take off the shoe and give it one to the other, so who's giving to who? So now the context over here is Elimelech died, and now either the goel, who was the closest relative, is going to get the land, but he decided not to take the land from Rus and Orpah and and Boaz was going to be the one that was going to take it. Starts getting the names together. So Boaz was going to be the one. He was the next in line after this Goel. So he was going to be the one to go and take it. So the Goel and Boaz were doing some sort of kinyan that Boaz can go and acquire the land. So the question is, if you're giving the shoe one to the other to go make this kinyan, who is giving the shoe to who? That's what we're trying to figure out. So Boaz nasan legoel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Goel nasan leboaz. So that's really what the machlokas tanaim is. Who is giving the shoe to who? And that really is the main part of trying to figure out whether we say Caleb shall kone or Caleb shall makne. It's all a shot in the pasuk type of question. It says the Gemara, Tana. It was taught konin bikli afal pi she'ein bo shava pruta. So it's taught that you are able to be kone bikli. When it comes to a kinyan chalipin, you could do it with a kli, even if it's not worth a shava pruta. Remember, chalipin shava pruta, this is all very familiar to us from the beginning of the Gemara in Kiddushin. Remember, we had this on Daf Gimel. There was the big discussion with Tosus over there. Why is chalipin not going to work by what? By Kiddushin. Either it's because it's Rashi, remember that it's Bizayon because it could work less than a Shavu Pruta, or Toso, since it can work less than a Shavu Pruta, it's now by definition no longer called a Kinyan Kesef. Right, there's a big machlokas there in the Gemara and Kiddushin. Fine, not for us right now. But anyway, what we're saying is Konan B'Kli, Afal Pi She'en Bo Shavu Pruta. You're able to be Konan with a Kli, even if it's not worth the Shavu Pruta. Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Shanu Ela B'Kli, Aval B'Peire Lo. Says Rav Nachman that that's true when it comes to a Kli, but by other stuff, non-Kalim, that is not going to work at all. Rav Shesha Zamar Afilu B'Peiros. Rav Shesha says, no, even B'Peiros, you can have a Kinyan Chalipin. My time into Rav Nachman. Why does Rav Nachman say that absolutely no Peiros? Because Amar Kra Na'alo, because the Pasuk says his shoe. No, in midiachrina lo. It has to be something like a shoe. A shoe is a kli, so that's going to work. Other things are not going to work. My time in Rav Sheshes. Why would Rav Sheshes say that you could use something other than that? Amar kro lekayim kol davar. Because the pasuk says lekayim kol davar, which means that everything works in terms of using something as a middleman for kinyan chalipin. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman nami yaksiv lekayim kol davar. According to Rav Nachman, it also says lekayim kol davar. So we should say the same drasha. He should say everything is allowed. So no, ahu lekayim kol davar aniknim miminal. So no, this is teaching me that you're able to acquire anything through the shoe. Meaning, once you have a valid kinyan chalipin, then anything can be acquired. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. Av Rav Sheshes nami yaksiv naalo. And according to Rav Sheshes, the pasuk also says naalo. Amar lach Rav Sheshes ma naalo davar mesuyim af kol davar mesuyim. It has to be some sort of completed item in order order, some finished item, in order to go and have a kinin chalip. And what's that coming to exclude? La'afuke chatzi rimon v'chatzi ya goes delo. You can't use half a pomegranate or half a nut in order to go ahead and make this kinyan. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshet Bar Ravidi, Kaman Kasvina Ha'idna. So there was a certain language that they would write on the kinyan chalip, and there was a certain language that they would write, and it said b'mana de kasher l'mekanya bay. So it would say this concept of mana de kasher mekanya bay. So says Rav Sheshet Bar Ravidi. So that which it's written on these kinyan chalip, and it says b'mana de kasher l'mekanya bay. So what's this referring to? What's going on over here? B'mana, when it says b'mana la'afukimid Rav Sheshet damar konin b'peros. So when it says mana, so that's coming to exclude Rav Sheshet, who says that you're going to be konin with peros. De kasher, when it says de kasher la'afukimid Shmuel, that's coming to exclude that which Shmuel says, Da'amar Konin be top of Mem Zayin Amid Beis b'meruka, which is like cow feces or something which is unusable. So it's coming to exclude that you're not allowed to use that for a kinyan chalipin. L'mekanya, when it says l'mekanya in that text, La'afuke mi de Levi, Da'amar b'kegov shel makne. So it's coming to exclude Levi, who says that kegov shel makne, that it would be Binyamin's kegum that we use, k'mashmol and l'mekanya v'lo l'knuye. So it comes to teach us that it's the Mekanya, not Leknuye, meaning that it has to be, that it's going to be acquired with, and not the other way around. Bay, when it says Bay in this text, Rav Papa Amar Lemute Matbeya, so Rav Papa says that's coming to exclude a coin from working with Chalipin, like we've been discussing the last two daf. Rav Zvidvi, Temer Ravashi Amar Lemute Yisurei Hana, that it's coming to exclude Yisurei Hana. Ikeda Amri, another version, Bay Amar Rav Papa Lemute Matbeya, that it's coming to exclude a coin. Dekasher Amar Zvidvi, Temer Ravashi Lemute Yisurei Hana, that's coming to exclude Yisurei Hana. Aval Morika, when it comes to this cow feces that we said is unusable, lo itzrich, there's not even any need for a pasuk in order to go ahead and have this. So we go and back, we've been going back and forth with this whole chalipin stuff. What could be used is a kelev shel makne, kelev shel kone. That is what we've been doing. But let's just review from the beginning. What we discussed in the beginning is, let's say I just say machar li be'elu. So in that situation where I'm not even makbid or looking at the money, so it's going to be kone, and there's going to be, meaning kone means that it's being treated like a kinyan chalipin. That's why you don't need a mashicha at all, maybe. And Yeshlo alavona. So then we wanted to say, oh, we see that it's like a chalipin. Let's say you have a chalipin and your makbid on it. So what's going to be the halacha in that situation? We said, no, really every chalipin your makbid on. Oh, so then why was it enough without a mashicha over there in this case of the cow and the donkey? Why is the money enough to go and make a kinyan? Don't you need an actual mashicha? We said, because in that situation we're holding like Rebbe Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mo'os are konos mi de oraisa. Since Mo'os are konos mi de oraisa, that's going to be enough. And why does he say that? He says, normally we have a gzera mi de rabbanan because the stuff's going to be burning and it's not going to work. But here, where it's a milsa de lo shlicha, that people wouldn't care about how much money's actually going back and forth, there we didn't make such a gzera. Good. Now let's continue. Then we had kelev shel makne, kelev shel kone. But let's continue by the two dots right here. Says the Gemara, Asimon kone samatbeya. So we said that an Asimon is going to be kone the matbeya. So my Asimon, so what is this Asimon? Amarav, mos hanitanos besimin lebeis hamerchat. So it's how the bathhouse keepers would keep count of how many people there are, so they would know how much hot water and towels are needed. So it was basically just a token. It was like a token in an arcade where you just used it for counting purposes. It wasn't about the value of the object itself. It was about counting how many there were, right? Counting how many people. So that's what it is. But it says the Gemara, Meisvei, Ein Mechal, and Meister Sheni, Ala, Simon, V'la, Mos, Hanitonos, Mimsimin, Lebeis, Amerchatz. So it says the Brisa, or the Mishnah over here, where is this in Meister Sheni? So it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that you're not allowed to be Mechal, Meister Sheni, on an Asimon, and not on these things that are used to count the people of the bathhouse. What do we see clearly from here? Mechal, Da, Simon, Lav, Mos, Hanitonos, Mimsimin, Lebeis, Amerchatz. We see that these are not the same thing, because they're listed separately. It says in Gemara, Vachit, Tema, Perusha, Kamafarish. And if you want to say no, it was really saying that you're not allowed to be Mechal on a Asimon, oh, what's an Asimon? It's this thing that you count for the bathhouses. No, v'alo tanach, it's not what it says. Mechal and Meister Sheni al Asimon, Divrei Rebbe, Dosa, v'cham mermeim mechal, and the chacham say no, v'shavin, and everyone agrees, she'en mechal and almos, hanitonos, v'simon, l'beis amerchat. That everyone agrees when it comes to these bathhouse counting coins, that it's not going to work. So clearly they're very different things. What is this? Asimon el amar of Rabbi Yochanan, my Asimon, pulsa. It's this coin without a tzura that has no tzura on it, has no, what's the English word for that? Why am I blanking on this? It has no image on it, right? Good. It has no image on it, and therefore, that's what an asimon is. V'az Rabbi Yochanan l'tameh, and this goes Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso, according to his reasoning. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Yishmael, Amru Davar Echad. Because he says that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Dosa say the same thing. Again, Rabbi Dosa was the one over here who just said that you're not allowed to go and I'm sorry, he says Mechal Meiser Sheni al Asimon. He says that you are allowed to go and be Mechal Meiser Sheni on this Asimon. So Rabbi Dosa ha da Amran, that you can be Mechal Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Yishmael, Ma'i, what does Rabbi Yishmael say? Detani v'tarta kesef biyadcha l'rabos kol davar nitzra biyad tiv Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says that just about anything can be used over here for these in order to go and be Mechal Meiser Sheni, because the Pasuk says v'tarta kesef biyadcha. So anything that's biyad, that's going to be enough. You can go and do this. Rabbi Akiva omer l'rabos kol davar sheyesh lo av tzura. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it has to be something that has a tzura. So that's how we know that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Dosa could really be saying the same thing. Unminted, right? Minted coins. Very good. Thank you. Next, Ketan Mashachim in a Peros Velonas and Lomo Sinu Yachol Asrabos. Remember, we said, what's the case where I do a Mashiach on the Peros, but not on the money? Once the Mashiach is done on the actual item, not on the cash, then you are not allowed to back out. And if you back out after the cash is given, you're allowed to technically, but then there's a Mishapara. That's not what we're going to be talking about in the Gemara. The first part is just talking about the fact that we said the Kinyan has to happen on the item, not on the cash. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Dvar Torah, so this is again what we saw. Dvar Torah Moos Konos. Mi del Raisa, Moos are Konos. Money works. Mimneima Amru Mashiach Konos. So why do we say that Mashiach is going to be the one that takes it? Because Gzer, Shema Yarmo Go Nisrafu, Chitecha Ba'aliyah. Because maybe we're going to say again, me and Binyamin. Binyamin sold me all of his wheat on his attic. So I gave him the money already. Now there's a little bit of a fire in the attic, and he's not going to care to put it out because it's not his stuff anymore. It's my stuff. So if Manda shot at the lake, but bottom line is, whoever lit the fire is going to be chayiv to pay anyway. So who cares about whether Binyamin's going to go and save the stuff? No, rather we're talking about there was an electrical fire. There was an ones type of fire. It was something that was beyond your control. So no person is going to be chayiv. There's no one fully responsible for it. If it's still considered in Binyamin's rishus, he's going to go run and save. He doesn't want to lose this huge sale. But if not, then he's not going to run back and try to save it. So that's Ma'us Konos, Mi De'oraisa, but only Mi De'rabbanon. We say you have to do a Mashiachah. Reish Lakish Amar, no. Mashiachah Mifureshes Min HaTorah. Reish Lakish says that Mashiachah is going to be explicit in the Torah. That's where you really have to do the Kinyan. My time to Reish Lakish. Where does Reish Lakish get this from? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, V'chisim Kurumim Kar La'Misecha, O'Kana Mi'ala Misecha. That's what the Pasuk says. Davra Nikne Mi'ad Li'ad. Because it has to be something that goes from hand to hand. And what's that? That's with a Mashiachah, and that's how we know that Mashiachah is there. Av Rabbi Yochanan Amar Miyad Lemute Karka de Les Beona. Rabbi Yochanan says when it says Miyad, that's coming to exclude Karka where there's no Ona. You could sell a house for $1 billion, even if it's not worth that, there's no Ona when it comes from Karka, and that's what this pasuk of Miyad is coming to teach me. V'reish Lakish Imkain Lichtov Krav Chisim Kurumim Kar Miyad Amisecha Al Tonu Okana Lamali. Why does it have to say Okana? So what's the purpose of those words? Shema Amina Lo Mashiach. That has to teach me Mashiach. Rabbi Yochanan Okana Mayavidle. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with those words of Okana? He has it for the following brisa, because the brisa says v'chizim kerumim kar al tonu in the elashenis ana lokeach. So that's only when Ona happens by the buyer, nisana mocher, but let's say by the seller, this happens be nine. How do we know that there can be ona the other way around? Tam lomar okana al tonu. So we see that we need this pasuk to teach me that ona can apply both directions. V'reish Lakish, where does Reish Lakish get that from? Tarti gemar mine. He's able to learn both things from there. He can learn out that we have to have a kinyan mashiacha and that you can't have ona in that direction also. What Saul said in the beginning, when we're talking about ona, normally it's you can't charge a certain amount. So it's for the person acquiring it that Ona we always associate it with, but it could also mean that I can't sell it, that I can't have him not make any money or rip him off by a sixth as well. It goes in both directions. So let's just again review what we did. We started with this Machorli Be'elu, and we said, is it like a Kinyan Chalip and is it not? Is it a mixture? And we said, in the case of the Chamor and the Para, where the Kinyan did not fully take effect even though there was one Mashiachah, so the reason why that's going to be different, and remember, is because there was an added element of the sheep over there. But we said that the reason why money is going to work in that case where I don't count my cash is because we're holding the Rabbi Yochanan, that's Ma'us's Konos, and that's a time where it's not a normal case. It's a milsot lo shlicha. So the gzeira of the Rabbanon that said we need a Mashiacha wouldn't necessarily apply. Then we had the Omachlokes of Rav Amar Bekelov Shel Koneh, and Levi says Bekelov Shel Makneh. So we got into the reasons for their dispute of where that comes up and how exactly it would work by a Chalipin. We said Maya Simon, so we were talking about what exactly Nasimon is. It's something without a tzura. That's an unminted coin. And then we got into, again, Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. This is the classic machlokas from Azov. If anyone says, oh, you're learning Azov, or Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, this is Maos Konos Midoraisa, or is Mashiacha Konos Midoraisa? We should all try to figure out, why can't it be both? Why can't you just need both, Midoraisa? But probably not, right? So that's what the Rishonim work on. But this is Daf Zion. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.